USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Johnson & Johnson asked the FDA to clear its experimental COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, perhaps adding millions more doses to step up a disappointing immunization drive so far. 57.4 million vaccines are out there. Only 35.2 million have been administered. J&J's vaccine was found in the United States to be 72% effective in preventing moderate to severe COVID-19 after a single shot, and 66% effective overall in global trials. It was 100% effective in preventing hospitalization and death. The Senate approved a budget resolution early Friday morning that tees up President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill for passage without Republican support. With the Senate evenly divided, Vice President Harris cast the tie-breaking vote. Lawmakers approved the resolution shortly after 5:30 a.m. local time, known as Vote-a-Rama. The resolution allows Democrats to move forward with an eventual coronavirus relief bill. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With Valentine's Day coming up, how much do you think folks will spend this year? USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The American Dairy Association is reporting Americans will eat 20 million tons of cheese on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC is giving American teachers the green light to get back into the classrooms. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say, the kids are the most important things. Important players here, and the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At last count in 2002, there are 13,506 school districts in America. The Super Bowl halftime show is no stranger to controversies, large and small, when it comes to the content of its show. Its headliner this year, The Weeknd, promised Thursday that the Super Bowl 55 show will be family-friendly. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.